Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
Will the Holy Spirit be around during the tribulation time?
The Holy Spirit is eternal, so of course the Holy Spirit will always be omnipresent, always be God, always be there. I imagine you mean something more specific than that. Exactly. What do you mean by be around?
Some of the preachers say that he's going to be taken away from the earth.
Do you know what passage they try to base that on? I see no reason to think that that would be true. One, it is by means of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is with us always to the very end of the age. And so if Christ has people on the earth, if there are regenerate believers here, the Holy Spirit is here dwelling in them and with them.
Number five.
If anyone is being convicted of sin, any unbeliever being convicted of sin and judgment of the truth of Christ, it's the Holy Spirit who does that work. So unless someone is wanting to say that there's a future tribulation time with no believers and no redemptive work of God on the earth going on at all, then there would be absolutely no biblical grounds for saying that the Holy Spirit would not be present on the earth. So I see no biblical grounds for saying that he wouldn't be, and plenty of biblical reasons to say the Holy Spirit will still be very active, very present, working through his people, convicting of sin, doing all that the triune God has ordained for the third person of the Trinity to be doing.
Number four.
In John 1:1, is the reference to the word not only Christ, but is it also to the Bible? Can I make that distinction or no?
No, the context of John 1:1 is very clear. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And so when we say he's the Word of God, in that sense, we're saying he is God the Word. But the phrase is also used of Scripture. John 10:35, if he called them gods to whom the Word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. So it's a phrase used of Christ and also the Bible. The Scriptures. You can also go to Acts 4:31 and they begin to speak the Word of God with boldness. So it's a reference to the Scriptures as well.
Number three.
Oneness Pentecostals deny the doctrine of the Trinity and they say that God is one person. They are overly charismatic. They hoop and holler and run around the church. They say you have to be baptized, quote unquote, in Jesus' name. You can lose your salvation because you keep it by your goodness. You have to be baptized in Jesus' name in order to be saved. So they deny the doctrine of the Trinity. They say Jesus is one person. They have problems with the hypostatic union or the incarnation of Christ. They require baptismal regeneration and the charismatic movement of speaking in tongues with the Holy Ghost. That's right. It's baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So you've got to speak in tongues to prove your baptism in the Holy Ghost, and that means that you're a true Christian. And it's a non-Christian cult.
Number two.
Should we refer to ourselves as old redeemed sinners or saints? You know, we know we are positionally saints. I have a question how we should refer to ourselves on that genre. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we should refer to ourselves truthfully. We are sinners, and we are saved by the grace of God. We still fail. We still make mistakes, and we're not perfect. And depending on the context, we call ourselves justified or in the process or whatever it is. But to say we don't sin anymore is simply foolishness.
Number one.
I'm a bit of a logician here. If someone says, for example, we should always refer to ourselves this way, well, first, show me that in Scripture. Show me where it says that, because Paul the Apostle was struggling. He had a lot of struggles with the issue of his own sinfulness in Romans chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had trouble, and he called himself a sinner in that sense, in a very profound one, well, I guess the pastor needs to correct Paul the Apostle then, doesn't he? Because Paul's wrong for saying that, isn't he?
Well, he would say, his retort would be, Paul wrote the letter to the saints in Ephesus, to the saints in Colossae.
Yeah, but Paul called himself in Romans.
Yeah.
He called himself a sinner. You know, when pastors say we should always this or always that, it better be in Scripture.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
And if an unbeliever's talking to me and says, do you sin anymore? I don't sin anymore. Am I going to say that?
Oh, I know.
Of course not. So just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.